And so as we look at faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, I saw in my parents' life, well, we didn't have a whole lot of money, but we had a whole lot of riches, a whole lot of wealth. And I'm just kind of seeing where else the Lord would go. And then he said, this faith that they had, they didn't even know it was faith. They just thought it was true grit. They just did what they had to do to accomplish what they needed to accomplish. And then he said, well, tell them about you. I said, well, what about me? There's not much to say that they don't know. But I grew up in a house where my older brothers had left about the time I can remember. I can vaguely remember them. But it was a house of love, a house of joy. You didn't ask if you wanted to go to church, or you didn't think about not going to church today. You went. Amen. You went to school as much as you could when you got through in the field, and you did the best that you could do. And I did. So God provided that I could go to college, and that was one thing I wanted to do. Went there. Kids dropping out, messing up, doing all of that. I said, I have one purpose. Get here, graduate, and get out and get a job. That's what I did. But I had it in my mind. You know, I was dating this little guy named Jimmy Dale Jones just a little bit. Broke up with him because I didn't have time for that. And so I had it in my mind, and I graduated. Went summers and all, graduated early. Got a job in Calhoun City. And I finally have my own money. Go where I want to go, do what I want to do, when I want to do it. I wasn't planning to do anything bad. Just independence. And here come this little guy named Jimmy Dale Jones. And he said, you know, we're talking a little bit. Kind of, sort of. I'm going to Vietnam. I want you to marry me before I go. No. First of all, if I do, people are going to say I'm pregnant. That's why I got married. And they did say she's pregnant. And when I wasn't pregnant, they said, well, she thought she was. But anyway, without going into a whole bunch of detail. And we were supposed to go fishing that day. Mama said I made a peach pie? Apple pie. Put salt in it instead of sugar. That's how far off I was before we left. But instead of going fishing, back then you had to go to the hospital, you know, to take that blood test. We end up at the hospital in front of, what are you bringing out here? He said, so we can get blood tests, we get married. And I'm saying, and then the Lord showed me a vision. I didn't know anything about visions back then. He showed me a vision. If I said yes, it was just activity, nothing specific, but just full of activity. If I said no, it was just dark and just bland and nothing. I said yes. Glory to God. So anyway, in a few days we got married, and he went AWOL. I said, Jimmy, you supposed to be going? He said, what can they do to me? I'm already going to Vietnam. And every day while he was gone, I would pray, Lord, bring him home safe in body, mind, and soul. Because, see, I didn't know he had a spirit. I didn't know he is a spirit. God did just what he said. And several times throughout my life, he said to remind me, now you made me a promise that you would do whatever I ask you to do. One of them was going ahead announcing that I was called to preach. God called me to preach when I was 8 years old. You've heard me say that. I can see it now. In Midway, they had the choir stand right up there. The children's class, because it was a one-room building. The children's class, they called the card class. We studied from a little picture card. It would have a scripture on it and a Bible story and then a picture on the front. And Georgia Maynard was teaching and talking about Paul being a missionary. She said, God may call some of you to be a preacher. That's what she said. And the Lord call me right then. Let me know. He said, oh, but she said the girls made to come missionaries. That's what she said. And that was fine with me. Yeah, I can't be a preacher because women don't preach. That's what I thought. But anyway, he reminded me of that. He just said that. So here come. And now we have four children at that time, because Kelton was on the way. God said, leave like Abraham. Go to a land you don't know. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. We ended up in Coweta, Oklahoma. Go to school and live by faith. And I'm telling you, God sustained us. I learned how, when you hear Leon and Cheryl say the other night, could take one egg and feed six people. I learned how to stretch. I saw my mom do that though. I learned how to mix. Didn't y'all enjoy that anything soup I gave you the other night? Sister B, and back on my subject, and I'm going to soon sit down, because that's just what the Lord told me to share with you tonight. Sister B and Miss May, I had made some soup, and Jim and I had that soup 2 days, so we didn't want another day. I brought it to them. I told us anything soup. Anything I had left over, vegetable, meat, soup, liquid, I made it into a soup. It was good, too. Amen. Then cooked my cornbread in the air fryer. Amen. And so God provided. I remember one time we were down and we didn't have rent money and everything. And you remember Reverend Corbett? Just like out of the blue, they asked me to speak at a women's conference or something they had. And I'm thinking, I sure hope they give me $50. You know, it was owned up to $100, $200, $300. I don't remember how much it was. But we were able to pay our rent. The children didn't have sufficient clothes, and I would go to yard sales with $2 and come back with a truckload full, a car full. Good clothes now, no mess. That's why I say when we have ours, we don't want any mess. And he gave you wisdom and knowledge, and I could sew. I didn't do much sewing then, but if I needed to, I could sew. That's another thing he gave me wisdom to sew. I could make whatever I wanted to make. My husband strutted out in several suits I made back in the day.